our Jamie Dickerman in Washington, D.C. this week for the farm broadcasting gathering called Washington Watch. And that trip sponsored by the North Dakota corn growers and the North Dakota ethanol producers. Our thanks to them. Jamie sat down with North Dakota U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer. Although Senator Cramer is not on the Agriculture Committee, he will eventually vote on the bill. What does he want to see on the bill?
What has to be in there is I think we have to hang on to the safety nets that we've really worked hard in the last couple of farm bills to I don't want to say perfect, but to at least balance. And when I say balance, I mean maintaining what is becoming the biggest problem, I think, and that is that baseline where you have the commodity titles, you have the crop insurance, and then, of course, the nutrition and conservation titles. We've always had a pretty well thought out balance between all those things. But then came, of course, the pandemic, and the conservation title got filled up, you know, outside of a farm bill, which is always a problem. It's always my fear. And then the nutrition title got filled up. So instead of it suddenly being, 60 or 70% on non-farm, now it's like 10% non-farm. And the Democrats don't want to change that formula. They want to hang on to that 90-10, so to speak, divide. And that's problematic. So what's not negotiable for me, or at least what I'm going to fight the hardest for, is to build up the safety nets for farmers. Keep the farmer in the farm bill, whether it's crop insurance or ARC, PLC, price supports. I think they have to reflect the input costs, the inflation that we're living with, not to mention the higher cost of capital itself. And if we don't do that for our farmers, we run the risk of seeing some failures, and we just can't do that. Chairman Stabenow is on the conservation, train, and that's fine, but she calls it climate. You know, they view the conservation title as the climate title, which means they probably don't think a lot of diesel, engines on tractors. And so when that's your focus, then those of us from farm country, we have to focus on the farm itself. While it can sometimes look like we're far apart, and we probably are, as always, it eventually comes together. It just has to. And that's why the coalition is so important. The coalition, as I like to say, between the growers and the eaters. And not everybody's a grower, but we're all eaters. And, if there's nothing to eat, it's bad for everybody. And not to mention, in the inflation time we're living in, there are two things that North Dakota produces a lot of, and both of them are having some struggles, and that's energy and food, and that's what's driving so much of our inflation problems. So our overall economy and national security really depends on a successful farm bill, because we need successful farmers. It seems to me that E15 has for a long time been the low-hanging fruit. I know some people would like to reach up higher even, but to me, E15 is the low-hanging fruit. I think it makes scientific sense, makes economic sense. It provides, I think the certainty in the industry that both farmers and our retailers need. So I hope we can get there. I don't know what the hang-up is. It seems like no matter which administration's in place, you might have a challenge in one agency or another, and no matter who's in control of Congress, we've just never quite gotten there. And yet, I'm quite confident we will. And maybe yet in this bill. And what you're seeing, of course, and not surprisingly, I mean, a lot of us saw this coming and warned about it for a long time, but you're seeing the liquid fuels versus the electric vehicle, debate play out in a pretty big way. And right now, I'd say, the oil industry, liquid fossil fuels, and the renewable fuels blending together makes for a pretty good team, and a pretty important political team in terms of the geopolitical shifts that are taking place in the world. And we have to remember that the enemy is not us. E15 allows an extension of fossil fuels as well. And I think that it makes for a pretty good balance at E15.
North Dakota U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer visiting with Jamie Dickerman yesterday afternoon. And again, Jamie's trip to D.C. for Washington Watch, sponsored by North Dakota corn growers and the North Dakota ethanol producers. You are listening to Inside Agriculture. One more break. We'll be right back.